OFM Book Talk. The stories behind the writers.
Now, Wayne Bolton invites you on a journey of adventure and self-discovery as he conceives a wild vision to ride 6,000 kilometers by mountain bike, symbolically linking all 19 South African national parks, something that has never been done before. He joins us now on OFM Nights to share more about this journey and specifically his book, The Ride of a Lifetime. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Ronaldo. Very nice to be on your show.
Listen, firstly, I have to say congratulations on this amazing piece of work. I think it's firstly amazing about what you did physically and then essentially, secondly, packaging it into this book. Let's go back. Where did it start?
I still ponder that, to be honest with you. It's almost as if though there was almost osmosis, if I can put it that way. I was sitting at home in holidays in my man cave, and it was almost as if though the sum total of my life before had brought me to that point where I felt that I needed to get out of the rut of living the normal life, working for that paycheck at the end of the month, to do something that would stretch me, but also something for significance. That was ultimately the rhino conservation that I'm so passionate about. So it was the strangest thing. It was literally 20 minutes and I had decided that this was something that I really wanted to do. And I just had to figure out the mechanics.
And then the decision to write a book. Tell us a bit more about that. It's quite a big topic and journey that you documented.
It's a big decision to write a book, but it's very difficult to actually do it at the end of the day. You would know that. But really, the experience that we had on the expedition, which was a 6,000-kilometer cycle joining all the sand parks reserves that you mentioned. It was the first time it had ever been done, and it was very taxing physically, mentally, 100 kilometers a day over 80 days. And it was really the experience of a lifetime, hence the title. I had incorporated my family into the support team. So my wife, Nikki, our kids who were at varsity at the time would join us when they could for riding purposes. Even our parents were involved. They were in their 70s. And so we wanted to show that there were three generations practicing responsible citizenship. And obviously in that 80 days, it was almost as if though my life was compressed into that 80 days, if I can put it that way. I was no doubt on a journey of discovery myself, and as I explained earlier, the osmosis, it was almost a walkabout, if I can put it that way, a process of development as I went through the adversity, so many ups and downs, so typical of life in those 80 days. And when I came back, I thought, you know, I really have to share not just some of the anecdotes, and there were quite a few humorous anecdotes along the way, and happy and sad experiences, but also I had a lot of time on my own, obviously. So, you know, each day was probably 7 or 8 hours on my bike. And so you muse a lot, you know. You think about life, and not that this was a heavy book, but it was really something that I wanted to put down as a part of my legacy, I suppose, leaving behind something for my kids and their kids one day.
Amazing. It's truly a testament to the power of believing and faith and essentially putting in the work to make and effect change. We'll post a few links to our website, ofm.co.za. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us tonight. It's amazing and really inspiring to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Ronaldo. Really appreciate it.
OFM Book Talk. The stories behind the writers. Listen to the full interview online at ofm.co.za.